Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Topping area news, authorities say one person has been killed, another arrested in Oakland. Officers were sent to the home in a 300 block of Brown Street at around 3 a.m. today after someone called 911 to report that a woman had been shot. Officers later arrested a man outside the home. Authorities say there were children inside the home at the time the incident was unfolding, but they were able to get out safely. The names of those involved and other details have not been released as of this hour. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance, just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Elsewhere in area news, the Atlantic Police Department reports three people were arrested last Friday. 33-year-old Stephen Pedersen of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. 24-year-old Marshall Fisher of Atlantic was arrested for driving while having his license revoked. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and also booked in. And 50-year-old Alvin Shrimpton of Atlantic was arrested Friday on a Cass County warrant for criminal mischief in the second degree. Shrimpton was also booked into the Cass County Jail. Authorities in Harrison County said Monday morning that a Harlan man was transported by medevac ambulance to Murtu Memorial and Hospital in Harlan following a collision Sunday night about 3 miles west of Portsmouth. 36-year-old Eric Robert Lidgett of Harlan, a passenger in a 1999 Toyota Corolla that hit the back of a wagon being pulled by a trailer. Two other people in the car, 23-year-old Sean Mosher and 19-year-old Brett Ballantyne, both of Harlan, were also injured but did not require transport to the hospital. Officials say the car, driven by 25-year-old Kyle Tierney of Tennant, was traveling east on Highway 44 at around 8:20 p.m. Sunday when the vehicle crested a hill near Vienna Avenue and quickly came upon an eastbound, slowly moving tractor pulling a wagon. Tierney slammed on the brakes and took evasive action, but the car struck the wagon, causing minor damage to the wagon and $3,000 damage to the vehicle, registered to Sarah Kester of Harlan. Tierney and the operator of the 1974 Farmall tractor, 58-year-old Bruce Bruck of Portsmouth, were not injured. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has issued an alert to area businesses to be on the lookout for counterfeit $50 bills. The chamber reports counterfeit money was submitted to a chamber business over the weekend as payment. The counterfeit $50 was not properly identified with a marking pen. Officials advise businesses to be sure to check all the features of the bill, including the portrait, which should be visible when held up to any light, the paper quality, serial number, seals, borders, start using a starch marking pen, paper texture, and watermark. Now, if any counterfeit or suspected counterfeit money is submitted to your business, you should contact the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. And if you have any information regarding counterfeit money, you should also contact the Atlantic Police Department. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green, who has been watching various videos on social media with regard to the plunge for Landon, says he noticed that about 80% of the posts he's seen are emergency service workers taking the plunge. He also noted that there's a lack of administrators taking the challenge. Therefore, he's challenged Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren to join him in a dip at the Shelburg Recreation Area Quarry to benefit Landon Shaw, a young Missouri baby fighting cancer. On his Facebook page, Green asks McLaren to show up at the quarry today at 3 o'clock. He's also asked members of the Atlantic City Council to show up or at least donate $5 to the Atlantic Police Department so they can contribute it to the young boy's cause. This past weekend, you may recall, several area law enforcement members and firefighters held separate Plunge for Landon events to raise funds for the baby and his family. At the event, challenges were issued for other agencies to hold similar events. News time is 7:11.
The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
And in the funeral announcements, Louis George Weiss, age 92, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Louis Weiss will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gifford Ariel Cavalt, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Gifford Cavalt will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dora Anderson, age 73, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Dora Anderson will be held Wednesday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Barbara Carfrey, age 43, of Audubon, died on February 13th. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Barbara Carfrey will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. John W. Nelson, age 85, of Brayton, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for John Nelson will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Mildred Millie Rosenau, age 74, of Shelby, died Monday in Harlan. Funeral services for Millie Rosenau will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. George Keith Campbell, age 89, of Harlan, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for George Campbell will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Plate, age 82, of Earlham, died Saturday. Memorial services for William Plate will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Early Christian Chapel in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. Clara Betts, age 89, of Coon Rapids, died January 10th in Illinois. Funeral services for Clara Betts will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.